This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. County fairs are full of all kinds of vendors serving fresh ice-cold lemonade and sugary sweet funnel cake. In addition to the piles of deep-fried goodness available from vendors, there are tons of homemade items on exhibition. At the Washington County Fair, chefs young and old display their homemade creations for judges to rank. The judges are volunteers who must attend a judging school so they know what standards to look for when critiquing submissions. Catherine Koch, County Extension Agent in Family and Consumer Sciences, explains.
The Extension Service, so the University of Arkansas Division of Ag, we hold judging schools periodically and invite anyone who is interested in learning to judge to come to those judging schools. Last year we held one in Eureka Springs and invited, you know, I sent out newsletters or an announcement, you know, through our Extension newsletter to people who are involved with an Extension, inviting anyone who's interested to go and to judge, to go to the judging school. And we had 15 who participated last year. And these people then, along with the others who have been judging for many years, are invited to come to other county fairs to judge. And so all of our judges have been through a judging school when they come to our county.
Children and adults can exhibit their edible creations in two categories, food preparation and food preservation. Food preparation includes baked items like cakes and pies, while food preservation involves canned fruits and vegetables. Ramona Gordon used to be a home economist with the Cooperative Extension Service. She's been retired for 16 years and will help judge the items submitted for the food preservation section of the Junior Home Economics Division at the 2010 County Fair.
One of the first questions that I often have asked is, so do you sample all the food? Do you taste all the food? Well, in things like food preparation, like the baking and things like that, yes, you do. But in food preservation, you don't taste the food. You don't open the jars because that would break the seal, and then those foods would not be available for display the rest of the fair because they would spoil once the seal has been broken. So you don't open the jars. You don't taste the food. There's also a safety issue there because home canned vegetables, for example, should really not be eaten without further cooking and heating, just in case there were any food spoilage bacteria that survived the food processing. And so you certainly don't want to get food poisoning. So, no, we do not open the jars when we're judging canned foods. I like to tell people it's really more of like a beauty contest because it's pretty much all based on appearance.
Volunteers judge the food based on specific standards. In food preparation, exhibitors are judged on outside and internal appearance, as well as flavor. For food preservation, items are judged based on texture, uniformity, the state of the canning jar, as well as the maturity of the food.
Some of the things that we look for, you know, because there are standards by which you judge them, and for example, with your vegetables, you're going to look for the maturity of the product. An example of that is if the green beans are over mature, you're going to see loose beans in the jar as opposed to not seeing the beans. You're going to see more starchy residue, which would indicate an over maturity. With your fruits and things like that, you're going to see more ragged edges as opposed to clean cuts and that kind of thing.
Gordon says, particularly for the younger children, this is a learning experience, so the judges will often give constructive criticism.
There is a scorecard, and, you know, we try to, as judges, we try to give suggestions to the children of what they need to do to improve. And we might check off things on the scorecard. That's just a kind of a time-saving thing so that you don't have to manually write everything out. You can circle something on the scorecard or check it or highlight it if they've done a good job or something like that. You know, so those are some little time-saving things for the judges. But especially with the children, we want to give them as much feedback as possible because it's a learning experience for them.
When judging, volunteers award one of three ribbons to each exhibit.
Based on those judging standards, we can kind of separate the products into, okay, this is a blue ribbon quality, this is red ribbon quality, this has some more things wrong with it, this is white ribbon. So blue is, you know, outstanding. That's excellent, excellent quality. Your red is more of kind of just your standard. And the white usually has some things that need some definite improvement on. If they've absolutely broken a rule, like they didn't use the standard canning jar, then it may even be totally disqualified and no ribbon at all. Okay, so once you've kind of separated them out into the classes, you know, like blue, red, and white, then we begin to look for, you know, the very best out of that one. In each category, we will pull out what we think is the best in that category. And then when it comes down to doing the grand champion of that whole department, we look at the best from each class to then pick what we think is the best overall of anything in the fair.
The ribbons translate to premium dollars, which participants can receive for each of their submissions. Gordon says the money helps reimburse exhibitors for what it costs them to bake or can their food. Koch says one reason so many people participate in the exhibition is because of pride.
I think people feel a great deal of pride in things that they do, their skills that they have, and it's a way of sharing with other people your knowledge and your skills about, you've asked about food preservation, food preparation, but also there's all the needle arts, the different crafts, the fine arts, photography. All of these things are on exhibit for residents of Washington County and surrounding counties to come and see. And you feel a great deal of success when you see your project that you've worked hard on and have taken a great deal of pride, you know, hanging, you know, in front of all of the county residents to see, and it, you know, has a blue ribbon or a red ribbon or a white ribbon on it.
Gordon adds that education and tradition are two more reasons for participation.
There is the educational aspect, especially for the 4-H kids, because they do their 4-H educational projects, and some of them, food preservation might be their project. So this is their way of demonstrating, you know, what they've learned. Plus, it's something then that they can report in their record book. You know, they compete for scholarships and awards and prizes and everything based on their record books and their work that they do as a 4-H'er. So this, again, is just a way to contribute to that. So it becomes very important for 4-H kids. Now, 4-H kids aren't the only ones who participate. For some, it's just a fun learning environment. It's kind of, you know, in 4-H we talk about learning by doing, actually having the experience. It's one thing to read about it in the book. It's another thing to actually do it, you know, and learn it. So I think that I would say that's the number one thing for the kids. It's there is the opportunity to earn a little premium money. It's a fun way to learn and then to showcase what they have learned. For the adults, I think it just kind of goes back to, one is supporting the county fair as a tradition, as a way of life for rural people especially. It's just for most of the people who exhibit at the fair, it's probably been a part of their life from childhood. So it's like a tradition, you know, that's carried on. A lot of the volunteers who work in the fair have been involved with the fair, perhaps even from their childhood.
The Washington County Fair runs from August 31st to September 4th. The fairgrounds are located between Garland and I-540 in Fayetteville. More information is available by calling 479-587-0847 or by visiting mywashingtoncountyfair.com.